The crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
How fun was that for a Labor Day special? 9-3, the Brewers win over the Cardinals. Jackson Churio, have yourself a day. Willie Adames, happy birthday. And the Brewers enjoy the holiday in grand fashion as Churio hits their eighth grand slam of the season. Adames hit number 29 on his 29th birthday. Even Reese Hoskins got in on the party as well. The crew never trailed wire to wire as they defeat the Cardinals 9-3. I'm Dominic Catronio. Jerry Augustine is with us live and in person. Augie, I mean, the story has to start with Jackson Churio, three walks and a grand slam. I was just looking back at some silly old tweets from some folks and just how it was going in May and how we were talking about, all right, well, Garrett Mitchell's on rehab assignment, so does that mean Churio's going to have to go down, or what are you going to do with Yelich? And I was like, well, shoot. I mean, this kid has played every day in the second half. He has delivered every step of the way. Today, he shows the value that he has in a multitude of ways, that he's able to be patient enough to draw walks, and then when the moment is right, he's able to strike with the bases loaded for a grand slam.
I tell you, it's just been amazing. I think there was a time when we just talked about what was he doing. He was struggling a little bit. Then he got into a good groove in the last 72 games. He's got 13 home runs, 51 RBIs. That's a pretty special young man right there. But you know what's so good about him is what you see. He's having fun playing baseball, number one, but his patience at the plate. We're seeing the walks. Last time we were together, one comment we made was he has been very patient at the plate. He makes you throw strikes, and he doesn't go after bad pitches. And when you cannot let the pitcher expand the strike zone on you, you make him throw strikes, they're going to make mistakes. And today he got a mistake and hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Since June 2nd, among players in the National League with at least 150 plate appearances, Jackson Churio's top five in batting average at .320. Now, if you up that to 250 plate appearances, he leads the National League in batting average since June 2nd when this hot streak started. His on-base percentage, again, minimum 150 plate appearances, Churio is seventh. You up that to 250, he is second. I mean, it's not just best player on the Brewers since June 2nd. He is arguably the best player in the National League since June 2nd. He's adding in home runs to the party as well. I talked about it the other day. Like, oh my goodness, it's really starting to sink in. This dude's locked up for 8 years. This dude is a Brewer for a long time. What a move by the front office.
Yeah, great move. I tell you, when you see what he has done, and the one thing that's been so impressive about him is that, you know, when you got a young guy in the big league, one of the youngest player in the big leagues, as a pitcher, opponent coming in, a pitcher, you say, hey, I got to throw strikes. I got to stay ahead of him. I got to throw strikes. He'll get himself out. It's not that way with Churio. When you talk about the walks that he has taken in the last road trip and here today and be able to perform where he's got a really good idea. He's learning that strike zone. He's being patient, and he's making the pitcher throw strikes. Sir, there's sometimes go up, he'll take a pitch in a certain part of the plate, but he makes those adjustments so quick. And I think the one thing I really like about him is he is not afraid to go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. He gets the ball out over the plate, a breaking ball, and he's going to stay back on the ball. The one he got today for the grand slam was just a spinner. Guy didn't get it down where he's supposed to, and he hit the ball out of the ballpark. But his patience at the plate is really second to none that I've ever seen of a young ball player.
When you look at his splits based on pitches, you know, sometimes, especially a young player who's 20 years old, might struggle with breaking balls, or you might struggle with lefty off speed, that sort of thing. Well, when you look at his numbers, I mean, today was his eighth home run off of a breaking ball on a hanging slider, but he's got a .286 batting average on heaters. He's got a .267 batting average on breaking balls. Those are hard pitches to hit. .271 batting average on off-speed pitch, changeups, and splitters. The slugging is pretty much .450 for all of them. He doesn't have a glaring weakness on a singular pitch, right? Maybe in theory, like the old one, we'll just keep peppering him with sliders and he'll chase one eventually. But that's everybody. He doesn't have a glaring weakness right now. Earlier in the year, it was his chase and his impatience, but now he's showing he has matured as a hitter and understands how pitchers are attacking him.
Yeah, and I think you get that the more experience you get, the more at-bats you get in the big leagues, you kind of understand how they're going to pitch you. But at the same time, and it's just like you said, patience is such a huge deal with a young player. Can you be patient? Or are you going to be over-aggressive? I think early in the season, just like you talked, he was a little bit over-aggressive on some pitches. Balls away from him. They could jam him a little bit. But now what he's done, he's slowed the game down. He gets patient at the plate. And if you throw the ball on the inside part of the plate, he's quick enough to drive the ball to left field. And if you throw the ball away and you don't get it down far enough, he's going to hit the ball in the gap to right center. That's where you get the patience, slowing the game down and taking what you're given. And I think that when you have a good scouting report on a pitcher, you kind of know what they're doing. Like today, Pallante had to throw strikes. He's the kind of guy that has to throw strikes. He cannot pitch behind. Well, he may pitch behind, and not Pallante, but the O'Brien, he pitched behind, got a breaking ball up in the air, and he hit the ball out of the ballpark.
We will talk about Willie and Reese in a moment, but let me give you this, then, just how you react to this. So it's his second Grand Slam of the season before his 21st birthday. Here's a list of players, and I'll just read the notable ones here, because he is now the seventh player in MLB history to have multiple Grand Slams before his 21st birthday. The list is Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Alex Rodriguez, Vlad Jr. Churio is now on that list.
That is amazing. What a talent. What a performance by a man who is playing on a team and just getting that opportunity. And I think that you got to give Murph a lot of credit for this, because when you have someone that young coming into your program, it's that you have to build a relationship and you have to have an understanding not only between the manager and the player, or the coaches and the player. It has to be as much with the player to the coaches. And I think that's one thing that this organization does. It's one thing that you have the veteran players, and what they do is they build that relationship so you understand each other. I think one thing Murph does, because of his college experience, understands that and allows him to make mistakes and allows him to go places. And, you know, when he thinks he needs to chew him out, I think there's times when he takes him aside and say, here's what I see. And the one thing that Churio's done, he just soaks it in and he's benefit from it, and he's just been an outstanding player.
He's been fantastic, to say the least. Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you all season long by Fifth Third Bank, with the local Milwaukee team. Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. It's commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association member FDIC. We'll talk about the rest of the contributors to the offense coming up next here on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. A
couple of texts that have rolled in here, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. With all the Brewer Grand Slams and three-run homers, how do the Brewers rank in runs per home run? That question is from Brad. Well, three-run home run today from Willie Adames. That is his 13th three-run homer of the season. Here's a fun note that I'm pulling up and trying to confirm it right now. That also ties a major league record, by the way, with Ken Griffey Jr. for most three-run homers in a single season. The Brewers, if I'm not mistaken, now they're not very high up in the rankings as far as total homers hit, but today was their eighth Grand Slam, as we mentioned before. But when you look at the Brewers as a club with home runs hit, they know when to hit them. The Brewers have hit 86 home runs now. 86 home runs with men on base. That is the third most in baseball. They have the fewest solo homers in baseball. They hit them where it hurts. They hit them when it counts.
That is amazing. That is amazing when you get guys on base, but that's what they do. You look up, you get the pitcher, and you get them in a place where they have to throw a strike, and they're patient at the plate. They know what they can do with the pitches when they get them, and what they do is they put a good swing on it. And that's that. When you get runner home runs with men on base, that's just, those are special. Everybody says the solo home runs don't cost you a game. The multi runs home runs cost you games, and that's what the Brewers have been able to do, and that's big part of their success.
I mean, that's the story of today's game, too, right? You think
that's
about
right.
It with, and I sold the Brewers short one. They had 87 because all three of their home runs today had a man on base with Reese hitting a two-run shot. And you look at it for Freddie, he gave up two solo homers. Those are the only, and a sac fly. Those are the only runs he allowed today as far as what beats you. Let's talk about Willie, though. In that first inning, the Brewers get a pair of walks, which is what they do. Nobody walks more than the Brewers, it feels like. And he works an 8-pitch battle. He's been white hot, comes in with a 10-game hitting streak and 4 straight games with a homer. He hits a roof scraper, but man, it got out. That's all that matters. He's on another planet right now. His first career home run on his birthday, number 29 on the year.
29, 99 RBIs, what this guy has done. And you do you see what he does in each and every at-bat. Some of those pitches, Pallante, I think, was trying to get up the upper part of strike zone on him. And he got a couple balls where he just followed him off and just missed him. And I thought, well, here he's going to come with some breaking ball away or try to pitch on that outside corner. He tried to go back up and didn't get that ball high enough. And, boy, I tell you, Willie put a big swing on it, hit the ball in the ballpark. And he has come up with so many big hits for this ball club. When you talk about the big home runs, the big at-bats, the patience he has at the plate. He has just come through so much this year. You can take a batting average. I think he's hitting like 258 or something like that. You say, well, boy, if he's hitting 280. But when you have a guy who's hitting 258 and he comes up with so many big base hits and gives you such a good at-bat when he needs to, that is worth all that they can have with this Brewer Ball Club.
I mean, his slugging is through the roof as far as a shortstop goes. Not many shortstops have the skill set that Willy Adames has. It was his only hit today, but nonetheless, he's now got 29 homers, 28 doubles. He's even got 15 stolen bases, which is a career high. He's already got a new RBI career high. He's two homers away from tying his home run career high. He's four doubles away from tying his double career high. I mean, he's had an all-around season that is certainly one for his record books. How about Rhys Hoskins as well? Rhys, two-run homer and a walk, two-run score today. You'll take some strikeouts. I mean, Rhys will strike out. We all knew that when he was going to arrive. But if we see him start connecting more often, a two-strike home run, we saw him homer in Cincinnati. That was one of my checklists here for September. Get Rhys Hoskins going, and he's showing signs of life right now.
Well, I like the home run he hit today. The ball was down a little bit. I wouldn't say it was below his knees or at the knee level. It was a little bit higher than that, but a little breaking ball that he got over the middle of the plate, and he went down and put a good swing on it. He is doing exactly what the Brewers want him to do. Play a little bit first base, be a good leader on the ball club, and hit home runs, drive runs in. He's doing that exactly what he's supposed to do. And I tell you, when you got a veteran like that that can come in and play the way he does and be an example to the younger players, it's so important. But they want him to come in for a reason. And I'll tell you what, I don't think you can get a better guy that fits the bill than Rhys Hoskins.
Now, I think he's been fantastic. And all great rallies begin with a leadoff walk, as they did in the sixth inning when a Rhys Hoskins leadoff walk that set the stage for Churio's grand slam later in that inning. This text from Doug: Adames and Churio playing like superstars, which can take you to a World Series. Can anybody stop these guys right now? Doesn't look like it. And this is a day that we really don't talk about. William Contreras going 0-for-3 with a pair of walks. He didn't score a run today. The only guy who didn't really get in on the party. But today, with offense being so limited and how hard it is to have multiple great hitters, that the Brewers have Churio, Contreras, and Adames as surefire, like, oh man, look out for this guy. Then complimentary pieces like Terang, who can steal 40 bags and caused a balk today because of him being on base. Garrett Mitchell, the speed and power combination. Sal, the pesky AB, he had an 8-pitch battle to draw the double in the sixth inning. Ortiz with a great strike zone discipline. The Brewers have complementary players to help out those big three, even with Christian Yelich out of the order.
Yeah, and you got Rhys Hoskins, who's just goes and allow him to perform. He does what he's supposed to do. So when you take this ball club, you put it all in combination, one especially on the fielding, the offensive side of the game. I'll tell you, they complement each other. They go up there and give you good at bats or patient at the plate. I thought what they have done lately in some of the games, when you get, sometimes you get these pitches where they say, hey, they don't want people. They are aggressive in the strike zone. That allows you to be more aggressive as a team. But they got a guy like Pallante today, early was not throwing strikes. He was a little bit off. What did they do? They just reversed it back, made that adjustment, and got a little bit more patient, and look what happened.
8 walks. I mean, it speaks for itself. This team is, man, this team's got to be annoying to pitch against. I mean, could you imagine facing this team of just like, they won't swing at any of my pitcher's pitches. Everything they do hit in the zone, they hit hard. And they will wear you out.
This team is so amazing. The one thing I really like about this ball club, it's extremely hard for a pitcher, extremely hard for an opposing pitcher to expand the strike zone. They do it, and they are successful at it. I think you can be successful against the Brewers if you can get the ball way in and up and make them swing it, or a big slider or fastball down away, they'll hit the ball on the ground a little bit. But they make you work for that at bat, and they don't allow pitches to be way off the plate. They stay away from every once in a while you're going to get that. That does happen. But I tell you, their patience at the plate and the adjustments by being aggressive as opposed to being patient is just one thing that I see out of this ball club. It gets better and better as the season is going along.
It's been impressive to say the least. And the legend grows here. This report from Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, Brewers beat writer. Frankie Montas swears this is true. As the sixth inning began, Churio went up to Montas and said, "I'm going to get in that bat with the bases loaded, and I'm going to hit a grand slam." Montas said, "Crazy, insane." I mean, the kid called his shot.
That is amazing. But, you know, that's, I guess you got to love a guy like a young player like that who's really, you can struggle a lot. He struggled for a while. He's got it. And I'll tell you what, he and Willy Adames are the two players on this team that smile more than anybody I know on the field. Every time you see him and they make a play, even when he catches a fly ball once in a while and he throws it into Willie, he's got a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? They're loving the game. They're enjoying the game. They're doing very well. And they just want to go out each and every day and play as hard as they can to win.
It's really fun to watch a team that just likes to win. It's fun to win, to say the least. The Brewers get the win 9-3 over the Cardinals today. We got to talk about Freddie. He earned his 10th win of the season today and the bullpen usage, which was sneaky important today for the crew. Back with more after this on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Brewers win 9-3. The offense stole the headlines, as it usually does, right, Jerry Augustine? Everyone wants to talk about homers. But we got to talk about Freddy Peralta. I'm Dominic Catronio. Brewers, I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game of the world. It wasn't when you hang in the Louvre for Freddy Peralta. His line, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, only 3 strikeouts, and 2 solo homers by Pedro Pajes. But I think the 2 stats that really jump out to me today for Freddy Peralta, he did not have a single at-bat from his opponent with a runner in scoring position. Not until he exited the game with runners on second and third before that sac fly came. He didn't allow them to have a single at-bat with a runner in scoring position because the one at-bat they did have a runner in scoring position, they ran themselves into an out. The Cardinals tried to do the little corners schoolyard play that the Brewers do so well. They sniffed it out, threw him out. Talk about that play later. But Freddie overall, again, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't his best. We can say that with certainty, but stacking up consecutive solid outings is kind of all we're asking for right now for Freddie to find his confidence again heading into October.
I think we talked about this a couple starts ago where he started getting away a little bit from fastball Freddie and started using his breaking ball and his changeup a lot more. He's gone to that the last few starts, and I think it's made a big difference in him. And why was he going there? I think he's going to the part where he goes 5 6 innings, and because he's a strikeout style guy, you're going to have 90 to 100 pitches in that time. If he can get a good breaking ball, off-speed stuff, and have guys going, hit the ball early in the count, what does that do? It keeps in the game longer. I thought today was very interesting. I don't know if anybody noticed it. I noticed it. When Murph was in the dugout and it was the sixth inning, the pitching instructor, Walker McKibben?
Chris Hook, Walker McKibben, yeah.
Yeah, came. They were chatting. And I think what I kind of got out of the conversation when I was just seeing it was that, boy, Freddie's at 94, 95 pitches. Maybe we should take him out, you know. And then Murph just turned to him. He says, "Let's let it ride and see what happens." Yeah. And I think what Murph was trying to do there, he wanted to get Freddie that quality start. He had a quality start at that time. I'm going to make sure that he can at least get an opportunity for that quality start. That's saying that you're my number one guy. We depend on you, and I'm going to give you every opportunity to do the best you can. It was a little moment. I could be wrong, but just by the way Murph was his expression and what he was saying, he was just saying this is what we're going to do. And I think that's when you have confidence in your guys. You're going to show the best. You have a good relationship with them. And I'm going to tell you what. You know that your manager cares for you and he wants you to do the best you can.
I wonder what he was thinking there because he got Arenado to line out in that sixth inning. Mind you, it was a 5-2 game at the start of the sixth inning. This was still very much a game at that time. Single by Donovan. He got ahead of Goldschmidt 0-2 and then ripped a double off the wall. I think that was the moment that said, I can't let him, you know, beat himself sort of thing. Got to leave him. Is that a real thing, though, from a pitcher of like, okay, I know I didn't get six innings, but at least I ended, you know, without it blowing up on me and trusting the bullpen behind him. Is that a thing where it's like you can still feel like you, quote unquote, almost did your job? It feels better than being the guy that blew it.
I think you feel like I think you learn from what you're trying to do. And I think what Freddie's doing, he's making these adjustments where he's probably probably getting away from the fastball as much as he used to throw it and use that breaking ball. And he wants to be that complimentary pitcher, say, hey, I can throw anything at any time and I can get you out. And I think when you're in that stage, sometimes you get to a point that when you're on the mound, you figure that you could see a pitcher never wants to come out of a game, Dom. I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
They just don't want to come out of a game. But when you get out of the game and you go back, he went out of the game, he went and he sat down, he put his head down for a minute. That was a single thought he probably had saying, you know what? I tried to do too much. I was just trying to make that perfect pitch. Mm-hmm. And I think Murph got me at the right time, because what happened, they got out of that inning and still had the lead, and I thought that was important.
So many two-strike count, so many two-strike pitches.
That's
today.
Right.
Again, that little too perfect pitch,
right,
that he was trying to make today. He threw 102 pitches, not getting through six. So that's what we talk about all season long. He had a couple of walks in there, but again, getting ahead 0-2, 1-2, and not being able to put away hitters quickly was the demise for Freddie. He did get help, though, in that fourth inning. Me, personally, I was shocked that they decided to put that play on a 3-2 pitch with two outs and runners on the corners with Jordan Walker, who, mind you, had a five-hit day yesterday at Yankee Stadium. And this is supposed to be the cornerstone of their organization here moving forward. He's going to be the first baseman next season for the Cardinals. To say, no, we want to try to get a play here, try to get a run home, and I get that. But at the same time, it's like, you're taking the bat out of Jordan Walker's hands if something goes wrong. The Brewers played it perfectly, and Jordan Walker, next time he flies out on the first pitch. It was just like, hang with him, kid.
Brewers executed very well. No question they executed that play very well. It surprised me, because here's a guy, if Freddie makes a mistake, hangs a breaking ball, doesn't throw fastball in a good spot, that kid can hit it out of the ballpark, and all of a sudden St. Louis is ahead. So that kind of surprised me that they tried to steal another run from the Brewers or get a little bit closer to the game. That sign is kind of surprising when you got a young kid with a little bit of power like that you have to have him experience a tough situation. What do you do against a very good pitcher? They took that out of his hands a little bit and tried to get the extra run.
One underrated thing about this game, and it's not Brian Hudson. We know what Brian Hudson's capable of. Yeah, he had two walks, but still scoreless innings aside from the sac fly. Joe Ross, leadoff walk, then struck out four of the next six. Joe Ross, I know you may think of this as mop-up innings, and the Brewers are up 9-3. This game is decided. But for Joe Ross right now, and for the Brewers watching him, this is him auditioning to say, I can be a leverage reliever in the bullpen. I know I'm not going to be starting anymore. I know I'm not probably going to be your length guy, to say the least. But he is trying to say, look, you can use me. If you need length out of me, I'll give it to you. But if you need me to come in to get a tough righty, I can do it, because he got four strikeouts, all against, or three of them against righties, one of them against a lefty. The slider was the best I've seen in a long time today from Ross.
Yeah, he's been throwing the ball well. Even he started, been in a couple games lately. It looks like he's got better command of all his pitches. He's really locating a fastball really well. He located it, and that slider has just been fantastic. But he's pitching with confidence, and he wants to do the best he can to help this ball club. Brewers are giving him an opportunity. He wants to take advantage of it. And when you have a guy like him coming out of the bullpen and throw strikes, don't walk people, it's such a big advantage for your pitching staff. So it's going to be interesting what they do with him for the rest of the year. I'm sure they're going to use him out of bullpen. I think they're going to challenge him in some spots and really give him a good challenge, a little bit like he was today. But I think to see way he's been throwing the ball consistently, getting ahead of hitters and using his off-speed pitch, secondary pitches effectively, really plays into this Brewer team and this Brewer bullpen the way it has to be.
A couple of texts that have rolled in here before we say goodbye to you, Augie. A track stat for total base runners, that's simply on-base percentage. And the Brewers are actually top three in on-base percentage in all of baseball, which explains why they're so good with runners on and hitting so many home runs, like you were talking about earlier with runners on base. This one pointed out that Churio did point at somebody after he hit the grand slam, and watching the replay, must be pointing at Frankie Montas. Danny on the east side, is it still too soon to talk about magic numbers? Absolutely not. It's September. The magic number is 15. Labor Day, the magic number is 15.
It's in the notes.
It's official now. We can talk about magic numbers now that it is down to 15. So essentially, the soonest the Brewers could clinch would be in 8 days. That's assuming they win each of the next eight games and the Cubs lose each of the next eight games. But 15 is the magic number. I'm still flabbergasted. It will really sink in once that day is clinched, but the Brewers are preparing for October, and it's official here in September.
This team has played so well. This organization has never been in this spot way it is this very year, how they played the ball, how you have so much success with not just the veteran players, your young players. Everybody's has a purpose for the way they come to the ballpark, and it's just awesome. I know I came today, and the first thing I looked down, I saw a magic number. I'm going,
It's real now.
Wow. We're September 2nd here. What's going on?
Oh,
but
man.
It's going to be a great experience. This team is not going to let down. They have too many good players and too many young players that want to go out and play hard every day, and it's so much fun to watch.
And a reminder, the Phillies are off tonight. The Dodgers are out to a 3-1 lead on the Diamondbacks. So the Brewers gain a half game back on Philly. These two teams will meet again in 2 weeks. Jerry Augustine, appreciate you. We're going to hear from you a lot this week. Won't be from me tomorrow, but Bob Brandon's with you tomorrow
after
the game.
It's fun to watch this ball club. They're playing so well. We're in that final month of the season. All the games mean a lot, and it's just fun the way this team goes out and performs. It gives us an opportunity to give something to the fans that we really enjoy and what we love to do. So it's going to be fun. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday. I will be back here as well. Jerry Augustine joining us on WTMJ. We'll hear from Murph in a little bit later, right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Inning on WTMJ.
Brewers get the victory 9-3 over the Cardinals. This is the final series of the year against the Redbirds. They have already won the season series. Vibes are good. The vibes are simply good here at American Family Field. The upcoming schedule this week, this texter also asking this, might have been missaid earlier, that the 6:40 start times the next two nights. Back to the school year start times here at American Family Field. So 6:40 the next two nights. And then off day Thursday, then weird time Friday because of the Packers. 5:10 first pitch on Friday, 6:10 Saturday, and then back to 1:10 on Sunday. So a happy birthday to Willie Adames. And let's just go ahead and address this here. We've seen a lot of tweets, a lot of texts about extending Willie. It's not going to happen a month before free agency arrives. It's just not going to happen. And we've reported on it plenty that he has already turned down an extension a couple of years ago. That is okay. He has earned going to free agency. What that dollar amount will end up being, him and his agent have a feeling. Will the Brewers meet that number? Who knows? But I'm assuring you, there will be a lot of teams that will be lining up for his services. I was talking about this with a friend the other day about who are the teams that really need a shortstop right now? Well, you look at it, maybe every big market team needs one. When you look at the Giants, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Red Sox, you look at the potentially the Braves. I mean, they got 1 year left of Arcia, but maybe even the Yankees, if they want to move Volpe off of short and move him to second. So there is going to be quite a bidding war upcoming here for Willie Adames this offseason. So just keep that in mind. I said it in the pregame, enjoy the ride. Just flat out enjoy the ride. Let's have some fun with it and enjoy every second of Willie Adames in a Brewers jersey. Want to remind you that Brewers Extra Innings all season long is also brought to you by Cider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. And Cider is offering 5% off service for veterans and seniors all year long. Make sure to mention this offer when you're scheduling your appointment. Visit Cider.com today. That's Seider.com. Families helping families since 1912. With all that being said, let's go ahead and hear from the skipper, Pat Murphy, after a fun victory here on this Labor Day on a packed house sellout crowd, seventh sellout of the year here at AmFam.
He's in that sweet spot, that right focus. You know, I mean, he's got just enough smile and just enough intensity, just enough focus. He's just in a great spot. You know, seems like he's born to do this. You know, three walks, a young kid like that, I'll say you guys go look up the guys that played at 19 and 20 in the big leagues. I bet there's under 20 games in all those guys' careers that they walk three times in a game and hit a grand slam. You know, I guarantee it. You know, like the poise that it takes to take walks. He has watched other guys take walks. You know, Willie especially. Willie's had his highest walk year ever. But he's watched other guys when Yelich was here playing good. He's watched them like, wow, Yelich takes his walks. And I think that, you know, obviously that propelled us today in a huge way. So, but the kid is, yeah, he's, it's, you know, it's the right decibel or the right frequency or whatever it is. He's in it. We had a lot of great performances today. You know, don't shy away from what Freddie did. And I thought William caught a good game. Like, that's a good team. That's a team that just put up 15 runs on the Yankees, and the day before they put up 9 or something like that. I mean, like we've said this for years, those are some some really good players over there, and for Freddie to go five plus, a team that knows him. How many times has Freddie pitched against him this year? You guys know? Fourth time. Like, it's pretty impressive. So Hudson got him out. Joe Ross was sharp. Those guys are underrated, what they did. Hoskins, another big key homer, like all his homers are. He's got 20-plus homers, and all but one has been a key homer. Adamas, what do you say? You know, that was – we've seen this script, you know. We've seen it.
Is it almost shocking when he comes to the plate and doesn't hit a home run with two guys on at this point? I mean, he had that second at-bat and grounded out, but it's just kind of uncanny, isn't it, what he's doing with guys on base right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an I mean, he tied a major league record today, all-time major league record, and the guy he tied it with is a Hall of Famer.
Pretty good.
You know, it's pretty good. You just think about it. Hitters don't get the chance to do that, you know? You think, why Barry didn't do it? Well, Barry didn't do it because with two men on, nobody ever pitched to him, right? But, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Mark, can you remember, like, a hitter doing something? I mean, obviously we're talking about Griffey, right? We're talking about Hall of Famers. But in your time, even with the Brewers, can you remember a hitter doing something?
That clutch?
Well, yeah, like that clutch.
I mean, I saw Yelly go MVP here 2 years, 18 and 19, and I saw some amazing stuff. I really have. I've seen some amazing stuff, and you're like, wow. But you kind of have to be in it to know how incredible it really is. When you're with these guys every single day and know the type of competition and their awareness of everything and their ability to try to not make that happen is, you know, and pitching is now advanced so much far, you know, ahead of hitting that it's an amazing achievement. Amazing. For a shortstop to do it, too, I mean, that's an amazing year. I imagine he's going to have some nice options. What else you guys got? What other superlatives?
Those eight walks that you talked about, how much is that just a key to just getting everything going on offense, the two runners on?
Well, you said the word. You said the word. What is that?
Key.
Offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People look at offense as hitting. Mm-hmm. We look at offense as a lot of things. Ball strike is number one. And, you know, that's key.
Walks are always important. One day we'll have on-base percentage in front of batting average because on-base percentage is the one that we should be paying more attention to. Anyway, highlights, they're coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get up!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, the last dance with the Cardinals this season. Three games starting on this Labor Day. Freddie Peralta getting the ball for the Crew against Andre Pallante, who's been very good for the Cardinals coming into today's game. In the first inning, the Brewers got a pair of walks, one from Cheerio and one from Bowers. On his 29th birthday, Willy Adames is trying to connect on his 29th homer.
And here it is. Willie to left and deep, way back, warning track at the wall, leaping, gone. Another three-run home run for Willie Adames. What is it with three runs with Willie Adames? Birthday boy, yep.
Number 29 and his 13th three-run shot, tying an MLB record with Ken Griffey Jr. The Brewers weren't done hitting homers. How about in the fourth inning, Rhys Hoskins?
Pallante, long look at Mitchell and the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball, left field. Going back is Newt Barr at the track. Out of room, it's gone. Hoskins with a two-run shot, and the Brewers lead it 5-1.
Lane Grindle's call there. The Brewers, though, found themselves in a little bit of a game. It was 5-3. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, but all great rallies begin with a leadoff walk. Then it was a double, then another walk, and with one out and the bases loaded, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker on the call for Jackson Churio.
Set to work. Runners lead. First, second, and third to pitch. hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Curio just hit one with the bases loaded. And they add four more on the rookie's grand slam home run. His 18th of the year. Wow.
What a story for the young kid. That's number 18. 2020 watch. He's two homers away from joining the club. We'll wrap up the program after this. The Brewers win 9-3 over the Cardinals. Get you set for tomorrow on WTMJ. Final minute of the program. I'm Dom Catronio. Brewers back at it tomorrow. Back to the weeknight start time, 6:40 first pitch. So no Brewers warm up the next two nights. We'll be on the air at 6:05 with the On Deck Show right after the news, and then get you all the way up to first pitch. Aaron Civale gets the ball tomorrow for the crew. He'll be going up against the lefty Steven Matz, who pushing back Eric Fetty a day. Fetty will go now on Wednesday, when the Brewers will hand the ball to Colin Ray. Off day Thursday, then the Rockies come to town. And a reminder for the scoreboard watching, not much to watch tonight. The Phillies are off. The Cubs are hosting the Pirates. But hey, the magic number is now down to 15 with 24 games remaining. I can't believe it. The season's already almost over. Hope you had a happy and safe Labor Day. Be smart the rest of your night. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Bob Brainerd will be in the chair. My thanks to producer Matt Yazel. Keep on swinging.